Legal marijuana is growing in the U.S. It's a $17 billion a year business. But according to an investigative report by 538, the industry is rife with fraud and consumers may be getting ripped off.
Consumers are looking for as much THC as they can get, which is creating financial rewards for having more THC in products. And that's also creating some really perverse incentives in the market to fraudulently inflate how much THC is actually in that product.
THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, is a psychoactive compound found in cannabis. It's what helps get you high.
Because retailers know that consumers equate THC with highness, right? And they can charge more to give more, is the theory?
Exactly. The idea with a lot of consumers is that they're getting more value, more bang for their buck. But there's a problem, right? When we can't trust the potencies on those labels, you know, it creates problems on the whole market.
But 538 contributor Lester Black says its reputation as the most important part of your pot is overblown.
There's over 100 other active compounds in the plant that affect how you get high when you consume cannabis.
Black's investigation found that certain labs across a number of states required to test cannabis on legal farms before it can make its way to the marketplace have been caught inflating their numbers on THC potency, passing moldy cannabis as safe, and even making up results.
Why would a lab doctor the results? They're not selling the product.
The lab's customer is the farm. So if the lab's giving a lot of really high potent results to the farm's going to keep coming back to that lab and giving them thousands or really millions of dollars.
How confident should an average consumer walking into a legal cannabis shop feel in the product that they're buying in terms of its accuracy on the label?
I would not be confident at all about the accuracy on any label at a legal cannabis shop in really any state in this country.